for the ages. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Millions of American travelers are stranded this holiday thanks to flight delays and a pounding winter storm. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has the latest.
Heavy snow, harsh winds, and dangerously low temperatures ravaging the nation in what the National Weather Service is calling a once-in-a-generation storm. At least 17 people have died as blizzard-like conditions block and freeze roads. Thousands of flights are being delayed or canceled, much to the dismay of holiday travelers. The dangerous weather is expected to last through Christmas Day.
About 200 million Americans are under a winter weather warning. Five arrests have been made in connection with the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old at the Mall of America on Friday. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more.
The shooting happened during the prime time of last-minute holiday shopping, just before 8 p.m. According to the Bloomington Police Department, an officer who was already working inside of the Mall of America heard gunshots fired from within the Nordstrom store. That officer then rushed to find a 19-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. Life-saving measures were taken, but were not successful. Investigators say that security video revealed that an altercation had broken out between two groups of young men before one individual pulled out a gun and fired shots.
Police arresting the 17-year-old suspected shooter. Officials in Ukraine say a Russian shelling attack in Kherson has left at least 10 people dead and even more in critical condition.
President Zelensky posted pictures on his Instagram account. He calls Russia again, quote, a terrorist country. He says the strike was in the central part of Kherson, not near a military facility. And President Zelensky says Putin is, quote, killing for the sake of intimidation and pleasure.
That's Fox's Nate Foy in Kyiv, Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As a surge of illegal immigrants attempt to cross the southern border, President Biden is expected to be in Mexico in January for the North American Leaders Summit. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
President Biden will meet with Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, as well as Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, on January 9th and 10th in Mexico City. The administration said talks would focus on climate, the environment, migration, diversity and inclusion, and increasing North American economic competitiveness. Prior to this, Mexico's role in the increasing flow of migrants to the southwest border had been mentioned by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who said this month that he would be speaking with international partners regarding the number of people coming. Mexico had agreed in the fall to begin accepting Venezuelan migrants who were expelled by the U.S. under a COVID-era health policy.
UFC Hall of Famer Stephen Bonnar has died at the age of 45. The UFC said Bonnar passed away from presumed heart complications. And its president, Dana White, said in a statement that Bonnar's fight with Forrest Griffin changed the sport forever. In the Sunshine State, you can catch some surfing Santas.
Even Florida is feeling frosty this holiday weekend, but it takes more than chilly air and water temperatures to keep Santa down, or in this case, hundreds of St. Nicks. They call themselves the Surfing Santas, and as they've been doing for more than a decade, they'll be hanging 10 while catching the waves at Cocoa Beach this Christmas weekend. It's a fun-filled charity event that draws up to 10,000 spectators to cheer on the more than 800 Surfing Santas. While dressed all in fur from their head to their feet, they've raised raised thousands of dollars for local charities over the years. Even the Florida Surf Museum has benefited.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.